chicken! Ah! Radio Lawn, it's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes! Radio Lawn, it's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip!
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn, it's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
Hello. I'm Quince Edward Flatulence III. I'm presenting to you another Radio Lawn program of no fixed potential, but plenty of drunken debauchery. And Leader Beast will explain it all. Well, actually, he's not drunken or has debauched. He's got botch. That's what it is, botch. Here he is.
Tell him what they've won, Ron.
That's right, you want a brand new car. It's a 1979 Chevrolet Chevette. It has seats. It has vinyl interior. It has an AM radio with four push-button tuning. And the manufacturer's suggested retail price, they give it to you. It's all right here on Winning Game Thingy Stuff. Hey, it's me, Toad Leaderpiece. You know, since I've been re-editing old Radio Lawns, I've noticed one thing. It's a pain in the ass! Yes, missing segments, missing music, recreated material, different runtimes, tape echo and stuff on the old tape. It's also pitiful to hear, almost universally in the world to those who make media, we all say the same thing, as well as almost every profession, I'd imagine. We say, the work we did 20 years ago bothers us. Then, at a certain point, you're wishing for the salad days when you could do it the way you used to. And that's true in everything. Eh? 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 You know what I'm talking about? Eh? Eh? The early Radio Lawn shows were made when I just started to use a digital editor, so, you know, most of the edits, they didn't make sense. I correct those. The material I was using was from 15 years in radio at that point, and only five were professional. No, wait a minute, hold on. Truth being, only five of them were professional by that point, because I'd been put on the beach. Yeah. Like, you know, when a major utility was in the news and they screwing up somehow and I wanted to do a really funny bit for it, but I made sure to ask. And because they were an advertiser, I couldn't do the bit. But I was praised because I asked. Sponsor is king. It also, you know, makes me a puss, I think. But I'm an employed puss. Clear Channel. Yes. The first show that I did today, or the show I did today, not really isn't the first show, it was the eighth show. And Yappy Sly Fox started playing Radio Lawn before his Pawped show. Being the programming whiz that I knew I was becoming, I knew I should have something that can relate to furries. So I played a bit of my radio exploits at AAC 98. That's Albany Anthrocon 98. There were only two or four, 17 Albany Anthrocons before it became the Kage show. Ah, yes, Boomer the Dog helped me run a radio station, which I, of course, playing off the furry audience, called W-Y-I-F. W-Y-F. Isn't that creative? That's creative, right? Yeah. At some point, I took my tape recorder and did dog-on-the-street-style interviews with baffled furs and friends. Remember, of course, it was 1998. The internet free hadn't been around too long. Therefore, here I was, a radio outcast doing wacky FM radio talk. Hi, hi. And it was kind of shocking to the world of furries because, you know, they thought I was, like, just an infiltrator. And a lot of what I got was me being a jackass and interviewing furs and trying to be funny. And the music stopped again, but that's okay, because now, roll the highlights. Chuck, are you there? Chuck!
Wait a minute. We have one of the many foxes here at the Albany AnthroCon. What is your name, sir?
Foxcar.
Foxcar. Are you a fox?
Yeah.
And how did you get your name?
Oh, boy. That's a long story.
Make it short. Two words or less. Give me... Bad pun?
Bad pun.
Are you having a good time at the Albany AnthroCon? How much have you spent in the dealer's room so far? About $100, $200, what?
Murph, probably around 60.
60 bucks? 60 bucks?
Cheapskate!
Exactly! And what was it?
Spooge.
That seems to be the operative word here at the Albany AnthroCon.
What do you expect? He's a fox.
A fox! Can you just say, I know that in nature, they don't really run around going, yiff, but just say yiff for us, just once. Yiff!
Uh-huh. Is it me, or did those highlights just seem a little bit uncomfortable? The cringe factor is, well, very much there. We didn't care! I suppose strippers and porn stars are the same way when looking back at their bunny work. We were all new and excited about this world of baby. I, of course, played into the hands of, I'm on the radio, gotta talk about sex, it's what I do. I'm a creepy FM radio guy that's pretending to be a fur. And I'm getting all the fun you're having over there, because it seems like fun. It's fun! Oh yeah, I got a collar and a tail and a homemade fursuit. So what? I'm an FM radio guy. Yeah, I wouldn't have pointed it out, but you wouldn't care, right? And Foxcar was a good sport. He's an old friend of mine. Good old friend of mine. Spooge. Spooge. All right. So here we come with more. Boomer and Ricochet, New Year's 2017 highlight. Spooge. I tried to learn guitar. I tried to learn guitar.
Spirit, we were following Randy California from Spirit.
I got like 17 guitars at home, amplifiers, all sorts of equipment. I learned how to
change the
strings. I knew how to do all that shit. Haven't touched it in 2 years. It's getting dust. I had to sell it, but then I don't want to sell it for a quarter of what I paid for it, which is pretty much all I'm going to get for it if I take it back into
the guitar center.
Take it to the Bond shop.
Oh, yeah.
Get pennies on the dollar for what I paid for it, but I didn't pay too much for it. I only paid less than $100 for every guitar I own. But
and that's fun. That makes it fun, and you have it, and you have a nice collection.
I have it, but I haven't picked it up in 2 years, and I don't care.
Yeah, some things are
I thought, I'm going to get an acoustic guitar, because I'll play it a lot more. I haven't picked it up in a year. So
yeah, it could come
okay,
to you.
Sorry.
Life keeps on going on. That's the thing.
But I didn't know. I should have learned how to play when I was 8. I should have.
Oh, yeah, you barked that.
I mean, if we had the money, I should have had a guitar. But back then, guitars
were
you
barked that,
still pretty
you?
Damn expensive.
You barked, I wish my mom had made me take music lessons.
Oh, yeah.
Made you. I think that's how you put it.
I could have played the piano, but.
Oh, yeah, you were piano.
Sing us a song, you're a piano man.
Could you play and sing? Now, would you be able to concentrate on keys and sing at the same time?
No.
Like, what is her name? Is it Beyonce? Or
I mean, is
one
that what
that
we become
acoustic?
What we become? Hell was that? What the hell? You know, I feel like the Chinese guy in the Kentucky Fried Movie when he walks up to the dog and he smacks the dog on his head after he barks and goes, "What was that? We need total concentration. Now try again with feeling." And the dog goes, "Rrr, rrr, rrr." And he goes, "Okay." Then he walks away. What the hell was that song? May I ask?
Well, that was the title track to Love Beach, and that was from Emerson, Lake & Palmer, 1979.
Was that a big, huge
hit album?
Album,
too.
Was that,
no,
possibly
not at all.
A huge... Because that kind of reminds me of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears album, their final album, as a, quote, band, unquote, when it was,
oh, yeah,
like, maybe one or two
oh, yeah,
of the original members.
That's weird. Everybody
the Radioactivity
started
band?
To... yeah, that's right. It was about postmodern stuff.
Yeah.
And they had that cover that was different, too. And it was a nicely well-put-together cover. But then the original players, everybody moved on because they were so good, I guess.
Right.
So they moved on to their own bands, like 6 years after the band was formed.
But why did you pick a song like that? At Love Beach, where I make love, at Love Beach.
Yeah. That's it. And well, yeah, it wasn't well received, I had read. And I've had this album for a long time, and probably because I got it on cutout or something like that, and I've played it for a long time. There are better songs on it, probably, but that's the title track.
Love Beach, where we make love on Love Beach. Well, gee, that's really good. Where you make love on Love Beach. Sand in the condom, sand in your patch. Sand in the condom, sand in your patch.
Wow. Yeah, Greg Lake, that's his vocals.
Well, I don't know. I certainly don't find that to be a very...
No, it's not the best example
Love
of...
Beach.
Love
Beach.
Yeah, the album didn't really... According to Wiki, didn't do so well.
Love
I never knew.
All right.
But that's so, disco era. You got to figure that rock was being decimated by the power of disco in 79. That was a bad year.
What's that one band that you have on that one record?
Oh, Airplay.
Yeah, Airplay. That sounds like an Airplay. Sounds like Airplay.
With we need that
great
fun again.
Band, and you hear great synthesizers pounding all the way through it with Greg Lake's scintillating vocals.
And listen to this. They'll say, listen to the stop, how it goes in. Even includes phasing.
Yeah.
I think it said something about it.
Phasing.
Wasn't that?
Yeah, we'll find it. We'll find it because we got to do something. We'll do some needle drops. In the meantime.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no! It's David Bowie!
Yeah, and here's Rebel Rebel. Song.
Oh, you don't talk. I just have to say, oh, no! It's David Bowie! My junk blog, my New Year's junk blog, or it's actually my junk blog, but I made a special... New Year's junk blog, and I've been adding photos as the show goes on, and so this one would be the most current, most added picture at the very, very bottom of the list. Boomer says blank. Dun, dun,
oh, is that right? I gotta look at this.
You gotta refresh. Dun, no, Boomer, he says, you know, I gotta go get one of my cameras.
And he runs downstairs and he comes back with 14 cameras.
Oh yeah, right by the collie.
A collie
is looking sad sideways.
An like, audio card is that or video card?
Oh, that's an audio card. That's an old Sound Blaster,
and
I
a
use
moose.
Those things
and also
good low noise sound on the cheap there.
The 400 previous J-Sonic moments, which he said he's going to charge J-Sonic for the paper.
Wait till I see that hedgehog.
Yeah, you're going to charge him for the paper for printing out all that stuff.
I waved him in front of your nose, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was like, listen, see this? This is J-Sonic's moment.
So it's Boom's cam. I got to get a camera, and he comes back with 14. And then if
and
you scroll
those wires
just up,
on the floor, that's everything that's running the station right now.
Including our remote network.
Oh, that, yeah, let's see. Let's see what that's doing. We can hear our echoes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, we can hear what's going on down there.
Oh, yeah, we can hear stuff.
Our voices are getting down there.
I gotta hear this one. I'll prompt it. Who farted?
I'm still hearing echoes from way back in there. What's all this noise?
I want my beer.
See my siding.
That's funny. We got into an impromptu jam.
Oh, you still have that thing running. Wow.
Oh, here, I got one.
Okay. A little bit. There's so much noise feedback, though.
Well, I don't think I'd be able to fart and have it go downstairs and hear the echo. Woo! But smell
Woo,
certainly good.
Smell certainly good.
Woo-hoo! 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 Woo-hoo!
Oh, that's fun.
All right,
so that's our outdoor microphone picking up the noise from the fans and stuff on the furnace.
If you scroll
furnace.
Up just one picture, here is Boomer has brought out his leaded crystal glasses.
Oh, you got them right there.
Yes.
You're fast on this.
I am fast on this. That's how beautiful this blogging slash the pictures right up slash.
And I couldn't do that because I would have to have a web editor to put
you
it on.
You have to go down and web edit and do all that stuff.
Or open
I could
up
just,
Hot Metal or
I
something
just blog,
like that.
Put them up on the blog so you're seeing things pretty much live as it happens.
You resize them first or
yes,
do you
I
let
resize
the blog?
Them. Got my Earth and Views right open so it resizes them and I just drag them out of the folder from the chip and put them in there and then put them up.
Wow, now are you were barking about making this a permanent or a web page or something, and are you going to do that, do you think?
Well, it would be nice, because then when I do the Radio Lawn show, when I refer to our pictures, I have to do a ton of editing each time I do these shows. Yes, but we're not part of the shit, but your first sister was mad. I was giving it an ass. Those
are you all. Yeah, that will edit.
Well, yeah, I have to do a ton of editing because a lot of times we're just referring to pictures that are up on our website. And if they're not up, then the shows don't make any sense because we're referring to something that's up. So maybe I can store this someplace. Maybe I can put this whole thing so I can actually say you can go to XYZ and see these pictures.
Didn't happen. Oh, well. Radio edit.
Oh, that's we'll have to work on doing that. I might be able to help you out.
It's getting a little bit late, but we still got time to do needle drops, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We did needle drops once at 4 o'clock in the
that
morning.
That was with the wine tasting record.
Yes.
The guy with the Batman symbol on the front.
And here lots of cork.
Cork, yeah. Cork. He says, yep, smell the cork, he said.
But it's our annual opening of the sparkling sparkling champagne, so let's try
this is when we need those high-gain microphones.
Screw the damn stuff, and let's see. There it is. We're popping the cork. Popping the cork. Here it is.
I don't see it.
Popping the cork.
Oh, that's a real cork?
No, wait a minute.
No, see? Damn it. Is this going to open or what?
Yeah, it's like this. There's an aluminum foil layer on top of the cap that's spinning on the cap, so you can't really grip it down.
Okay, there it is.
And the aluminum foil is so thick. It's funny. Every year, I think we have a different experience with these every year.
Okay,
because these companies must do this in a different way.
Well, you have to crack it. So here we go. Oh, look at that. Oh, there's the foam. Look at the foam. Oh, wow. We just popped that cork, baby.
Hey, it is foaming.
It is foaming.
Yeah, it's like purple foam. Purple rain.
We're going to need a napkin, I'm sure.
I thought, I didn't bring one up, and I was going to for the glasses. They're not sitting. No, I think it's all right.
It's staying put. So now the first pour, which I don't want to pour over anything that might be damaged. Okay. There we go. Okay.
Here they go. Or here they are. To 2017, may you bring us better times than we had in 2016. Oh, and yes, bring us another NBA championship in Cleveland and another hockey championship here in Pittsburgh and another minor league championship in Cleveland and an MMA heavyweight championship here. Bring FIFA over to Cuba. And then while we're at it, give the Indians a win with Edwin Encarnacion, the guy we got. Who cares? Here we go. Here's the clink.
That was kind of
weird. Wait a minute, yeah.
Something was weak about that.
Well, I guess they're too full.
That's real glass. It sounds like plastic.
It sounds like plastic, but they're too damn full. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play another couple of songs, and then we'll come back with you. We're going to enjoy our champagne. Our fake champagne, and we're going to enjoy our shrimp, which I have pictured right there. Those glasses and the fake champagne is now in them, and we'll have a couple of shrimpy dimpies, and I put the logo for, but I want the shrimp, which...
Oh, yeah.
Way back
now
when...
Now I'm back at my mic.
They had brown derbies.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And
I
the brown derbies
them.
Had an awesome salad bar. Well, this one particular brown derby suddenly had added shrimp, but they were peel and eat shrimp. So they would put peel and eat shrimp out, and we were there one night, and somebody's mother, it must have been somebody's mother or grandmother, I don't know. She was an older lady. She went out, and she was looking for something, and she goes, "Where's the shrimp?" And I guess she said to her son, she said, "I don't know. I don't think they have any right now. I don't think they have any right now." And she goes, "But I want the shrimp."
Oh, is that
just like that?
That's a catchphrase.
"But I want the shrimp." So that's my catchphrase. I've had it forever.
No T-foot.
No T-foot. What's on the playlist, Boomer the Dog? We'll get a couple more tunes in there, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk more about our pictures.
Oh, dog songs, The Shivers.
Okay.
Puppy Dog.
Puppy Dog. It's not Doggy Radio. It's the voice of Oops.
Wow.
Well, we know you've been smoking all night because it's New Year's night. No one works tomorrow, but the thing is, it's all just a weekend. Although a lot of folk have Monday off as well.
Oh, you really? That's good. Good for that. Good
it's
for.
It's good for our cum because we'll gain more listeners on Doggy Radio.
I go good for you because, like Negative Land would have.
But this is not Doggy Radio. This is the voice of the Tic Tac Jacks.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah, we only have five, and I didn't come up with any more to write down. I should have the voice of the shrimp.
Oh yeah, we got
the voice of the shrimp.
Oh yeah, right. But you have that on the page.
I want the shrimp. Alrighty then. Well, we'll talk about these pictures because I've been putting them up here, and you can refresh again. And I put up more pictures, but I want to make sure my cold bottle of beer is not wrecking your.
You know, you
desk.
Oh, that's right. I don't know if it will. That thing, you can move something across it that's just slightly, you don't need a razor blade or anything sharp. Something that has a little grab to it will cut into that desk. That's such a cheap piece of equipment.
Then Boomer took a picture of his 2001 VIP light beer can, which was put out by VIP Dance Club, right?
Yeah, it was a disco format. About down in, we ate there, but it wasn't VIP long gone. And it was, what was it? It looks like a Greek, I don't know what it was, like feta john.
A gyro joint.
Like yeah, gyros. It was a, some kind of a
Hey, everybody, you can come on out to the gyro joint. Hey.
That's a funny time when I was asking, and you thought she was like 20 years old, our waitress. So I was like, didn't this place used to be a disco?
And
like
she, that? Uh-huh.
Like long ago, you know. She
sure. Huh?
What's a disco?
Well, yeah, I'm a disco. I'm a disco.
And that, you thought that was funny that I asked
no
her that.
No clue. No clue.
I don't know. I don't think she did. And so we had that one time. It was pretty cool. And that was right in that space there. And I read about it on the web afterwards, too. So I confirmed it pretty much. And so they put out their own branded beer, I guess, because there are all the beer factories here. So you could probably go to Penn Brewery or something like that and
it was
have your
probably Iron City put it out.
Really, house beer made so that you so somebody kept the can as a collector's can with the cap, the top still on it. It looks like it's full, but that's like 1970s. And I've had that can for a long time. They opened the bottom of it, so there's no beer really in there. And I did this like 5 or 6 years ago, this picture, and I had just found a party. It was called Party Something, Party on the Dance Floor or something picture, and I stuck a photo that I took of the can on it using Photo Impact. So that's all, and I just thought that's a, I look for things with party theme.
Are we in the quickening right now?
Oh, yeah, I feel the quickening.
I feel the quickening.
What about the J Sonic moment?
Oh, yeah,
it's
let's
Hedgie
do it.
It's Hedgie with a dog, bloggy on Doge. Oh, yeah, we got to find that. And I don't even have it here, I don't think. I think I took that out on purpose so that it
Thursday,
wouldn't hit it.
Taco Bell. Friday, McDonald's. Saturday.
Oh, yeah, and then going, what about all the buffets that he had in the Dominican Republic?
Yeah.
That's right.
Came back 20 pounds heavier.
I wondered.
Right, Jay Sonic? Right now, we just, I kid.
Yeah, I thought that. I actually was thinking that because I heard of the amount of food that he ate, and I thought maybe he did get big down there. Because you would, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. If we eat shrimp and we eat salads at the salad bar where the guy says, oh, no, David Bowie,
yeah.
Then we might get kind of overweight. Mm. Eating sausage and chicken and peppers.
Oh, that was good, that sausage.
Komodo sauce and stuff. Komodo sauce. I don't know what the official word for... It's like vodka sauce, but not. It's barely tomato, but not.
It's a little bit...
It's kind of reddish, looking. But not red. And it's creamy and, ugh, I don't know.
Mm. Wow. Komodo I liked sauce. It.
And here's our salads and lasagna, and that's good old Save-A-Lot lasagna.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And yeah, it's okay. It's not great. It's not wonderful. It's okay. But yeah. The funny thing was, when I went to get something out of your fridge tonight, I reached in and I accidentally pulled out the lasagna, and rather than spilling all over everything, it stayed in one congealed rocky piece in the pan.
It fell down?
Yeah.
And it stayed right where it was?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we're going to have to microwave
it. It didn't fall on its face. It just fell, the pan fell straight out. But it didn't move. It stayed in the, it congealed in that same place.
I wonder if that's going to be good.
Oh, it's flavorful. You know, it's really, really tasty.
Still, because I thought about it.
I made my patented salads.
Because we were really hungry going out because it took a while to get going and get out there. And we thought, where were we going to eat at the small visit and during that? And so we were barking about it. And I was like, well, we could have just had some of the lasagna from back at home before we left.
I say, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, yep. And we ended up having a pretzel wrapped hot dog. Whatever they were called.
Yeah, it was a hot dog wrapped around a pretzel. And I thought, well, gee, as a hot dog or a pretzel, it's neither. Mm. And it's not good like either.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Wow. The cheapest hot dog and the pretzel wrap wasn't even pretzel.
Well, we're out of time. Good night, everybody.
The password is...
Spooge.